Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
College basketball is smack dab in the middle of March Madness, and on this show, we are smack dab in the middle of Drop Madness, and another matchup for you right now. Courtney, what do we got?
That felt like a shot, by the way. Gin blossoms? I mean, come on.
Sorry, banger song.
Not a shot at you, Curtis. Okay.
Let's start with this two seed. In a bowl of Mistron soup.
Okay.
Okay. Up against this 7 seed. Didn't Christopher Columbus come to Plymouth?
Oh, man.
It's a Coco matchup there.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I mean, you chose an awful lot of drops that are involve yourself for March Madness.
Your baby, Courtney.
For Drop Madness. I'm happy about that.
Get on your drop game.
I don't know how I'm stuck in a pair of handcuffs didn't make it to Drop Madness. Somebody was raging against me on the DMs yesterday.
I don't even know that drop.
Me neither.
What?
Yeah.
The religious man who's in the church stuck in a pair of handcuffs. We've played the entire drop on the show several times, I believe.
I don't believe I have ever, because I just keyword searched handcuff and I see nothing.
I'll come help you find it later. Okay. It's an award winner, but that's fine. I mean, we'll have another Drop Madness challenge next
and
year.
There were clearly some omissions, like, it was, you know, some honorable mentions, like the Wiggy nudist Wi-Fi colony. That one was good that we didn't really bring back up or anything like that. So, you know, it happens.
Correct.
There's only 32 make the bracket, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
I'm Mistrone all day. That is my
you
favorite.
You are? Drop. You're picking so Mistrone?
Good. Yep.
The Mistrone soup. All right, let's get back to the rest of the news.
Kiosks in Brookline have been installed that are tracking specific cell phone data, and it has residents up in arms.
Uh-huh.
They're made by the company SUFA, and they say that the data is collected to help the city track how many people cross by these kiosks. They say if you don't want your information taken from your cell phone, you can turn off your Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, and it won't pick
okay.
up.
Okay, who knows how to do that? Like, I don't know how to do that.
Most.
I don't know how to turn it on or turn it. I'm not technologically inclined.
I shouldn't have to. That device should send a notification to my phone asking for permission.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have to go shut off my Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. That's
stupid.
I
don't care. Like, if I'm being tracked, assume I'm being tracked everywhere. I'm kind of like Santo, where he's being tracked by Courtney and all that. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything bad.
Right. Big Brother is always watching.
That's it.
But, okay, people are upset about it.
People are upset.
What else?
We have a job for Scheim. Greg's been talking about it already this morning. It's a wiener connoisseur, and it's being hired to measure hot dogs at MLB ballparks.
Oh, okay.
So the online gambling site BetUS is looking to hire the wiener fanatic to go to all 30 MLB parks and taste test the dogs. But the taste is not what is important to them. Mm. It's the measurement of each wiener.
Yes. I see.
They want to
figure... Is it length or girth?
Okay. Both.
Okay. Mm.
Yes.
Both. Okay.
But they want to figure out who has the girthiest and the longest wiener, and who has
that's a drop,
the shortest
right.
and smallest wiener.
Uh-huh, Curtis.
It is not a full-time gig.
Okay.
It's not. So this is important for Scheim.
My wiener occupies so much time in Greg's head.
Yep. They will cover your travel, game tickets.
Not bad.
You get $2,500.
Okay.
You also get a $500 gift card from MLB Shops and a subscription to MLB TV.
And you get and you get unlimited wieners.
Okay. Right.
I think 6-inch wieners are the best. I'm not a big fan of foot-long wieners.
Mm-hmm.
It just I'm dead ass.
Yeah.
Wiggy, you're spot on.
There's no bun that can accommodate the 12-inch dog.
That's not true. You can
I mean, there are some buns that can accommodate.
But what you're paying for is the foot long. The quality of the smaller dog is better.
Yes.
Go to Lynn.
The only hot dog I like is micro penis size. Like, I want just the Shimes mini wieners.
Yeah, like banana sauce.
Well, I don't like Shimes in particular.
Yeah, we got it.
Right. When it comes to the home opener, which is a week and a half away or whatever, I will enjoy a half of a glizzy in our suite.
Right.
Because you have to, because it's opening day.
You have to have a full glizzy.
Right. Yeah.
And you stop halfway?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just a couple bites. That's all I need.
Yeah.
That satiates me.
Yeah, but I'm not
you need to completely eat the wiener.
No.
I'm not a big baseball wiener guy anyways. I don't
have to have a wiener at the park.
No, because I'm a grilled or fried hot dog or wiener.
Fried?
Guy. Yeah, like we put it in a frying pan.
Yeah, no, I've
right? I like it. I'm not a boiled hot dog fan.
Gross.
I just
you've said that before.
It's like I'm with you, Courtney. It's gross. It's like
I hate the snap.
Yeah, the fried or grilled.
The grilled is the best.
Right. But if you
by the way, I don't think I've announced this yet. I think I'm throwing on the show in July the first ever Greg Hill Show Great Barbecue Competition.
Oh, what is this? Wow. Come on, we need information.
I'm going to have legit prizes.
All right.
I'm going to do it at a location.
All right.
Like don't do it at Brockton.
No, Wiggy's not allowed back in Brockton.
They'll also call the health inspector.
Right.
But we have a lot of listeners who are into creating their own BBQ.
All right. And we're not known for BBQ up here.
Well,
no,
We're not
compared to, obviously, I've never been to Tennessee, but I know you guys went there.
Martins.
Yeah. Or, you know, places in the South or Texas. So this will be very interesting because I love barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't find many good ones up here.
I'm working through the details on this, but I will have an announcement soon.
I love
enough.
It.
And
right.
Greg, agree with me on this, please.
Yes.
An Italian sausage or a dog, if you pick the dog, you have serious problems.
Disagree.
I would go dog over sausage all day long. God. I get the agita.
Well, the sausage is good, but the only problem is with the Italian sausage is you got to find the right locations that make them. You know, that grills them up because you got to have...
And
you
talk
know.
About girthy. Like, that's
yeah, and
that's
then,
got some weight to it, man.
I like a good chicken sausage.
Oh, God. Well, I mean it. Yeah, I guess...
Yeah, we
too.
Get it. You're health friendly, Greg.
But you're talking...
I'll eat a chicken sausage.
Yeah.
Like, I like to dice it up and put it in a pan at home.
See, you ever ruined the sausage, though, experience. A sausage or a hot dog is meant to go in a grilled bun with, you know, whatever accoutrements you want on it. Mm-hmm. I prefer when I'm having a sausage, it's got to be the grilled peppers and onions.
Mm-hmm.
And a hot dog, I do, you know, I'm a red-blooded American, so I do ketchup, onions, relish. I'm not really a big mustard guy, but.
Okay. All right, well, just pay attention. The first ever Greg Hill Show Great Barbecue cook-off coming soon. I think I might do it at the Sam Adams Tap Room.
Oh,
in Faneuil Hall, where we did the show. We did a road show last summer.
Oh. Yeah.
You like that spot? Good spot for
I love that spot. It's just an idea I'm throwing out to you.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
You're not changing my mind. Like,
No.
That
I love
Adam's
the spot.
Tavern.
No, it's not about the location.
You can cook things in beer?
No, my wife's been watching the Food Truck Challenge on the Food Network.
Mm-hmm.
And so to have at that spot, but to have like barbecue people come out and cook their own food, that what you're thinking?
Yeah.
Like almost like
listeners come in and participate, and it's a competition on the deck at the tap room.
I like
it's going to be great. Speaking of shows, I know we're supposed to be doing the news, but I do have a new show on Apple, which is called Manhunt. Anybody watching it?
No.
No, I've seen the trailer for it.
It's about the assassination of Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, it's like set in the old times.
Didn't you cover that on the radio, Greg?
No, I did not, Chime.
Weren't you in the booth next to Lincoln?
I was not. I was not at Ford's Theater.
Mm-hmm.
But it's excellent.
All right.
Don't spoil it.
Good cast?
Yeah. The guy, I have one small issue, which is the dude that plays Abe Lincoln does it with a weird high-pitched voice.
Oh.
Courtney Sound.
Which not is yet. Like
voices I can't do.
I know. It kind of throws you a little bit where like the Civil War is ending and he's like, "Hey guys, are we gonna get this war over with?"
Oh.
Great conspiracy theory. Just like we had Veep as Hillary was running towards the White House, do you think they're doing this on Apple TV as a way to make RFK Jr. more palatable?
Maybe. It's good though. Like if you don't know a lot about John Wilkes Booth,
it would
it would be great for you,
yeah,
and for Wiggy.
What is it called if you have, like, you feel actually ill based on someone's voice or the way someone speaks? Like, I think that there's
psychosis?
Yes, I have that for sure. But there is a specific, I'll have to Google it, but, like, it's not an illness, but it's a way in which, like a phobia.
Yeah.
I have that.
You do?
Yeah. Like when people make certain noises, like with saliva, I get the heebie-jeebies. The way if someone has too high of a pitch voice,
yeah,
or a weird voice, I hate that. If somebody's saying the same thing over and over again, that's my pet peeve.
Is it a
long job for you?
Yeah. Is the Manhunt two things that would interest me: British made or 50 Cent made? Because I feel like those are the only two TV shows that I watch.
No, I don't think.
All right.
I don't think Fitty had anything to do with the production of this.
I love Fitty shows.
And it's not British. I mean, it's about the first American president that was ever assassinated.
Gonna have to twist my arm.
Would you like it if it? I mean, it could be theoretically British actors who are talking in an American accent.
No, I need British made.
That's a weird thing that goes on.
I love the BBC TV shows.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Misophonia.
Misophonia
is what I have.
You suffer from that?
Yep.
Misophonia.
Huh.
That's a nice name.
Yeah.
Can't you take one of the 12 pills that you take in the morning for that?
Nope. Oh. Well, I mean, my anxiety pill probably helps out, but
I'm sure Kelsey's
my
got
other
one.
Pills are all, everything's prescribed.
I know, but you take 14 pills
actually,
a day.
Well, it's, no, I'm down.
I'm concerned about you.
I take like 6.
Okay.
But I had blood work done yesterday for my thyroid. You guys have all been on my thyroid journey with me. Almost passed out while getting the blood drawn. Santa was holding my hand. Thyroid's testing normal.
Good job. Really?
First time in a long time that it's been testing normal.
That's great.
Very good news. Yeah.
And I got a good show for you because I know you like those things. And now that you're out of the thyroid woods, at least. Daria from Detroit. It's very good.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have seen that. I haven't watched, but I've seen the trailer.
You know, it's like it's a missing persons. And I know you like all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's on BET Plus if you want to find
it. At your age, Greg, I would recommend some ginkgo biloba.
Now, my weight gain issues have been tied to an overactive thyroid. I don't know if you know that or not, Sean. Not my fault.
I didn't know that.
I have nothing to do with it, doctors say.
It would actually be underactive. Overactive, you can't gain weight.
Yeah, it's that. Yes, it is. Okay. Well, we're way behind on the news. You want to continue the news after we get to trending?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay. Drop bracket underway, and please vote on the latest battle between Courtney Drops, and here she is with what is trending this hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Team Malone. The Bruins beat the Panthers 4-3. Pavel Zacha scored his 6th game winner, tying Marchand for the team's lead this season. The Bees and Panthers have faced off 3 times this season, with the Bees coming out on top each of those times. The Bruins are 2 points ahead of the Panthers in the standings with 9 games left. The Sox beat the Rangers 4-1 yesterday. Tomorrow is opening day. The Sox will take on the Mariners out west. First pitch at 10:10. And I guess our hopes for Jordan Montgomery are gone. The Diamondbacks and Montgomery have reportedly agreed on a 1-year, $25 million deal. Some bad news when it comes to Malcolm Butler. Butler was arrested for allegedly driving drunk in North Providence, Rhode Island, on March 16th.
Will he be at the Rhode Island Roadshow?
We should invite him.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Let's get Malcolm Butler there. Whalers.
I'll give him a ride home.
He can at least, you know, maybe drop his new music. Is he producing? Is he rapping?
That it doesn't clarify. All that he said was that he was coming from a studio in Providence where he was making music.
All right.
Can we get to a drop before we toss to Curtis?
Sure.
All right, here's the next drop. It's a 5 seed against a 4 seed. Here's the 5 seed.
Sorry, wasn't ready. Didn't know we were going to do another one.
Yeah. I told the two of you, you need to communicate on this. You don't seem to be listening to me.
I literally said, I send a photo where it says 7:15, 8:15, 9:15, 9:45.
Okay, well, give them a little heads up before we do it.
Okay.
To be fair, the last one we didn't do until like 7:45.
What, you had it ready, right?
Yeah, because you told me.
Hey.
All right. We'll do it when we come back.
Okay.
Do you or a loved one remember receiving free samples of cigarettes when you were a child? And have you been diagnosed with lung, bladder, or throat cancer within the last 3 years? You may be eligible to file a free lawsuit. Call the lawyers at Team Malone at 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
I love my queen is upset.
40 degrees, cloudy.
Shime, are you going to apologize to my queen?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't know we were going to be doing
this. Well, because Greg's on me about it, and then I just think you and I are on the same page, and then I get the wrath.
No,
well,
I know.
I apologize. I expect perfection.
That's it.
I demand it sometimes.
He's like Robert Kraft.
That's right. I'm like Robert Kraft. I have nothing to do with it.
Right.
If it goes wrong, but if it goes well, it's all me. All right. Did we get the weather?
It's 40 and cloudy, afternoon high, 52, Greg.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tomorrow on this show, Mike Milbury on the Boston Bruins at 8:20 and the very first Red Sox front office report of the season with Sam Kennedy at 9 and then our guy Lou Merlone from Seattle at 9:20 on tomorrow's show. The Subaru of New England text line, Courtney, demanding, demanding an update when it comes to drop madness and where we sit currently, who has moved on. so far? Do you happen to have that information in front of you?
I do have that information in front of me. So we've got Alleluia.
Yeah.
Up against Beach Sexers next.
Okay.
We've also got Food Demon up against Chinese Food.
Okay. Ooh. Okay.
Did the Man Die is up against Eric Shun.
An absolute favorite.
Yep.
Okay.
On the other side of the bracket, Moose Soup is taking on Counting Hens. Ray Licata has Dale Here.
Okay. Oh, Dale Here is a dark horse, but a favorite.
Yep. And then okay.
First time Dale's been referred to as dark anything.
LB Goodbye is going to go up against one of the winners from today.
From today. Okay.
Yes.
All right. And then point of interest, because it came up. I have full stuck in a pair of handcuffs drop for you, because some apparently missed it. Old show favorite. We have shared it on the show, but Shime, not in your time being here, I gather.
No, not at all.
How long have you been the producer of this morning radio show?
Over 2 years now.
Okay.
Wow.
So this occurred in Springfield, Illinois. A priest who was in the rectory somehow got himself stuck in a pair of handcuffs. One could only guess at what may have been going on. He also had a ball gag in place.
Oh.
And was apparently, I'm guessing, was left there by somebody who was not friendly. And he was able to call 911, and this is the way that call went.
Hi there. I'm stuck in a pair of handcuffs. I'm going to need help getting out before this becomes a medical emergency.
What's the problem?
I am stuck in a pair of handcuffs.
You're stuck in a pair of handcuffs?
Yes, playing with them. So I need some help getting out.
Okay. What's the address where you're at?
2119 North 20th.
Okay. Is this a business you're at?
It is actually, yes.
Okay, what's the business?
St. Aloysius.
Okay. Where at in the building are you?
I'm in the front room. Come to the front door.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're going to get help over there for you, okay?
Okay, I'll be here.
Are you an employee there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, are you the only one there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'll be here.
All right, we'll get somebody over there, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Uh-huh. Yes, I am.
That's a good one.
Saint Elizabeth.
Why wouldn't you call a family member or a friend?
Who can you call at that point?
Is someone more than the police where this is going to be recorded?
I mean, the sermon on the Sunday following must have been awkward.
Okay, I'll be here.
But, I mean, Shime, you are very familiar with this kind of scenario. What type of person doesn't let somebody out of their bondage before they leave? I mean,
someone that wants to steal your money, probably.
There was no bongos word.
Yeah, used. Where was the safe word? There was no bongos.
That's his fault. Bad job by him.
And
gotta
Courtney,
be prepared.
If you want this drop game to go better, maybe you should change your approach with Shime and start getting really angry at him.
All right, Curtis.
I don't need any Shime movement below the belts when it comes to speaking to him rudely. That was a terrible way to put that. I'm sorry, Shime. Immediately
okay.
Regret. Immediate regret.
So, I don't know what I don't know how one avoids that situation. I guess you have to trust the person that is bounding you up or putting you in the ball gag and the handcuffs. Or I mean, it can be a real if you don't.
It is about trust, but
it's about that key. You need a spare key, like in your sock or something. I guess.
Or you need some type of you need the handcuffs that you can get out without having a key. You know, maybe there's a little switch on it or something.
How do you think he dialed the phone?
Siri?
No.
Siri, call 911.
Yeah.
And look, Sherry, call 911.
Yeah, I don't know if she would be able to do that. Maybe he was handcuffed with his hands in front of him. So he was able to get to the phone that way.
Maybe. Yeah. Unfortunate. It's a very unfortunate
it
situation.
It happened to George Costanza, so be careful.
Yeah, very unfortunate situation for the father. All right. Anyway, we were in the middle of the news.
Well, and we also can get Chime to the next Drop Madness.
Okay.
2 seed against a 7 seed. Here is the, I'm sorry, 5 seed against a 4 seed, correct? Here's the 5 seed. 375 days a year.
Yep. Okay.
Unfortunate. And another Courtney drop here is a 4 seed. I thought that whoever created Dunkin' Donuts' last name was Duncan. Oh. I texted you all this bracket. I emailed you all this bracket, and you all said, good to go.
I love the Courtney drops.
All right, listen.
Yeah,
your I mean, baby, just, I got no idea.
The only thing Greg sent, the only thing Greg sent was, I don't see Did the Man Die on there. I said, yep, it's up against Drunk Curtis. Left side of the bracket.
Yeah, right. I just didn't know. I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
But you did know.
I love the fact you did it. I just didn't know you were going to put all drops of yourself
you
in
did
it.
Know. You did. You read it. You all sat there and read it last Friday. And I was here for over an hour putting it together.
I didn't realize you were sitting at home and you're like, well, Did the Man Die? He did. Is a pretty good drop, but then I like this one of myself.
Nope. Did the Man Die? 1 seed up against Drunk Curtis.
I'll tell you what, though. I'm betting on you to make it to the final four. Yeah. One of your drops.
I know.
It's good odds right there.
I know.
Take
my.
The Courtney odds.
It's like 30. Curtis? The 32-team field in Drop Madness is 30 Courtney drops and then two other random ones.
Did I not say this was going to happen?
You did.
I said I would rather not be the one to seed because I know I'm going to get ridiculed. And you are like, yeah, too much work. Wiggy's looking at me. No, you should just seed and put it all together.
I got no issue with it.
No, next year for the Drop Madness, Wiggy, all yours.
Well, I'm cool with it.
No, all yours next year. You and Greg.
I will side with Courtney in this regard. It's not like the drops paint Courtney in a positive light.
Right.
Right.
So, and in a way, it's kind of self-deprecating.
I think you're doing a great job, Courtney.
I got no issues with it. It's your baby, not mine.
Yeah. Come up with a graphic every so often, Wiggs.
It's not what I do.
Well, it's not my job either.
Yeah, well, you're doing good. See, that's what happens when you do things well. Mm. People want you to do more of them.
Mm. That's correct.
My mother used to say, sometimes don't do things so good because that means more responsibility.
Oh, then end up getting asked to do it again.
Then you gotta have to do it again.
I mean, if I were in charge, I'd probably have this whole drop contest dismembered.
The band, Danity Kane, was extremely successful and then out of nowhere kind of dismembered. Dismembered, dismantled, disbanded.
Yeah. That was a true crime thing that I missed when the entire Danity Kane band was dismembered.
My favorite part is that she was kind of dismembered. I don't know how that's possible.
Well, at least we know who did it.
Out of nowhere, kind of dismembered. This is fun.
Here's a text. I like it, Courtney.
Yeah. I did an interview yesterday and just talked glowingly about all of you guys. I'm going to retract some of that.
No, I'm glad. No, you don't have to.
It's okay.
Texter says, Greg literally asked Courtney last week if it was going to be a whole bracket of cocoa drops, and now he's mad about it. I'm not mad about anything. I'm delighted that you took the reins.
Yep.
I appreciate everything
you do.
Take the bull by the horns.
I appreciate everything you do for this show, and it's a lot.
Hey,
I'll give it a shot next year. You want me
to
do it?
Okay, perfect. Can't wait.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to love these drops. Get the bleep button ready.
And Shime, just to let you know, 9:15 will be the next drop.
Gotcha.
Cut the tension with the knife.
This is Brandon from Boston. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's
so,
up?
Thanks for taking my phone call. So I just want to talk about Robert Kraft. I think he's doing a good job by this team. This team went 4-13, right?
Yep.
Does that make me want to spend money in free agency, right? No, prove to me. Go 12. Win 12 games, right?
Yeah.
Win 12 and above. Go to the playoffs. Say you make the playoffs. Maybe you lose first round. Cool. Maybe you win the first round and lose second round, right? Now that makes me want to spend some money and say, you know what? This team's competitive. Maybe I need to reach in my bag and go get a Mike Evans or a Pittman or a Calvin Ridley. Now I want to invest in this team. I'm not investing in this team when they're not showing me nothing. I'm just going to buy pieces just to please the public. I'm not doing that. Prove to me that you can win some games. Then I'll dig in my bag, and then I'll put pieces around this team to win. I'm not spending money just to spend money. Just so the fans can say, win games. Win games and then show me, and then I'll dig in my bag and I'll put pieces around. I'm not spending money just to spend money. Okay. And he's sticking as a businessman. And I respect Robert Kraft. And I think a lot of people need to look at him and understand what he's doing.
Well, okay. The only issue I'd have with that, Brandon, is when they were winning, he wasn't spending money.
No, I mean, I've heard this argument that they have determined internally that this is not a team this upcoming season that you spend on.
Okay.
So you wait until you get your quarterback.
All right.
And then you start to add pieces. But you're right. You've been last in spending for the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
How do you expect to go from 4 wins to 8 wins or to 12 wins, as the caller suggests, without spending?
Yeah.
I mean, and if you want to do it via trade, then like you bring up T. Higgins all the time.
You're still going to have to spend money.
You're going to have to, you always say you can go get T. Higgins.
Yep.
You still have to do a deal with T. Higgins that T. Higgins likes that requires you to spend the money when you get T. Higgins.
Right. I mean, so, I agree with you that in order to get, you know, free agents that are going to help your team, or you have to trade for somebody, you're going to have to spend money. Teams that win spend money. Even the Kansas City Chiefs, say what you want. Guess what? They spent money on Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
They have to spend money. They spent money on Travis Kelce.
Chris Jones.
They did trade away Tyreek Hill because they felt like, all right, well, we got other areas we'd like to allocate that money, and it didn't hurt them because they had the quarterback. The Buffalo Bills spent money on Josh Allen. They spent money on Steph Diggs. They spent money to get Von Miller. Like, you have to spend money
They kept Matt Milano, the middle linebacker. They gave him a ton of cash.
The 49ers spent money on Nick Bosa. So the list goes on and on. And they spent money on Deebo Samuel. So you have to spend money in order to be able to put a good quality football team out there on the field.
Yeah, and now there's the caveat, which Robert Kraft offered yesterday, which is that it's not about it wasn't, in the case of Calvin Ridley, about not wanting to spend money. And I think we have audio from Robert Kraft in Orlando yesterday.
Hi there. I'm stuck in a pair of handcuffs.
No, that's not Shime.
Oh my God.
That is not.
Too soon.
That is not the audio, Shime. Here's the audio from Robert Kraft.
It was not because of finance. He made clearly his girlfriend wanted to be in the South.
You know what bothers me the most about that? And it's not the fact that he's married, it's not his girlfriend, and that I don't buy it for a second.
It's that Nashville's not the South?
No. It's that there's zero sense of urgency at all. Does that strike you as a guy that's really heartbroken over the fact that he couldn't land Calvin Ridley?
No.
The guy...
Because I don't think they were really in on it.
Right.
But here's the issue with Robert Kraft. He has no way of understanding truly just how angry his fans are. Like, he is surrounded by yes men. The richer you get, you know this, Greg. Nobody at Echelon thinks they have BO, okay? Because nobody has the balls to tell them. And what the Patriots have right now is serious body odor. That team sucks. And the offense is awful. And all you had to do was sign a tackle and Calvin Ridley, and you're not a playoff team. But if you have a great draft, you are.
Right.
That's the NFL. Look at the Texans model.
Yeah. And you know the other thing that it's showing, and we saw it with Robert Kraft, is he's just doing it in a different way without Bill. Remember when it was Bill, and it was last year, and it was like, well, if Bill likes Lamar, he can go get Lamar. Right? So now it's, well... Hey, his girlfriend wants to be in the South. Like, we
tried.
Yeah.
We were in on him.
But there's no...
We offered a ton of money.
Right. But there's no, like, okay, where are the reports from all the reporters out there who go, here's what the Patriots' speculation was of them offering Calvary. We hadn't heard that, right? So how can we buy what Robert's saying?
And every year, Robert Kraft does these meetings, and instead of changing the team, he's just changed his expectations. It went from, it's been 5 years since we've won a playoff game, we expect it, or there will be changes. Then they hired Patricia and Judge, and it was a disaster. Then it was, well, we put in a video board, and we have the youngest roster in the league. Not true. Now he's sitting there bemoaning the fact that a non-existent girlfriend wanted to go to the South.
Here is Derek, the Steelers fan. Hey, Derek.
And you people want it.
Oh. Ah,
Derek, hang. We'll see if the phone gets better. Let me take a break.
It's like the Bruins game from last night when I was watching.
What was up with that last night?
I have no idea. I was like, is this my TV doing this?
It was the Nesson feed.
Yeah, the Nesson 360 app, too, by the way, has sucked for about a week and a half. Like, every time they throw the commercial out of the game, thing just freezes. It was miserable last night.
It was so annoying.
And they make it so difficult for you to watch the game. They're like, yeah, you can only come here, and yet their product sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, Nesson's really had a bloodletting. I mean, you know that, Courtney. I mean, the place is like a shell of its former self.
Yep, no, but I think they're great there.
Get some aluminum foil and hold the antennas.
Not as bad as Sports Illustrated. All right, we got to take a break. We will be right back.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But let me get to the point. Let's roll another joint. Turn the radio loud. I'm too alone to be proud. And you don't know how it feels. You don't know how it feels to be me.
Developing take. Side note, developing take, the Dierks Bentley cover of American Girl on the Tom Petty tribute album is an affront to all of mankind. It is atrocious. And that song in particular, I would argue, is a top 10 all-time rock and roll song and should never be covered unless it is by somebody who's going to do something extraordinary with it. Shime, just so you know. I don't know.
Yeah, I just pulled this song up.
You haven't heard it yet?
I played 5 seconds of it, and I already don't like it.
Yeah, there's a whole country album coming, which is a Tom Petty tribute album, which I'm fine with. But that Dierks Bentley should be ashamed of himself.
And I like Dierks, so this is
tough.
I do
as well. But
better Dirk, Nowitzki, or Bentley?
I'm going to probably go with Nowitzki.
Yeah, I'll go Nowitzki.
Yeah, all day.
This is Dirk, the Steelers fan. Hello, Dirk.
Is that better, Hilldog?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Your phone is better. Good morning.
I didn't know if the Kraft crime family was, you know, sending out their interceptors as they normally would.
I don't think they are. I don't believe they are.
What an all-time low from that guy yesterday. He's an embarrassment. And if you people think that's a falsehood, you're just fanboys or just morons. Not the whole dynasty thing where he's trying to say he didn't know how this thing was going to turn out. Mm-hmm. Put that aside, okay? Everything else he said was a complete debacle as well. Like, I mean, please with this guy. Can he just give the reins to Jonathan already, and let's see where they go, because they're in for a long, long haul down there.
You don't.
He even told you, Hildar.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to get free agents to go to a campground on Route 1, okay, with no Tom Brady. It ain't happening.
Well, they're putting $50 million into the weight room. So,
that's what I'm talking about. Here he goes and says, hey, I didn't know how bad it was when they asked him about the survey. This guy thinks all of you are idiots. Or you'll just believe anything he says. So he didn't know, Hildog? He didn't know the survey was bad last year?
Well, he was not involved in anything that was related to football at all. So how would he know? That was on Bill.
He wasn't involved in anything for the last 25 years because he had two of the greatest people in that industry, and he rode their coattails, started to, you know, hang with Meek Mill, and now all of a sudden we're going to roll the red carpet out to the Hall of Fame for this guy? Get out of here.
And Derek,
go make some paper cups.
Derek, do you think that it's going to be that much different, though, if Jonathan takes over?
No, actually, you know what? It's a great point by you. You people are screwed. it's going to be a rough ride. You know,
well, I mean, it could be worse. Russell Wilson could be our quarterback.
Guy, at least they're trying something and not saying, hey, yeah, we were in on this guy. Every free agent, Fitzy puts out a new meme with them on, you know, with a Patriot uniform on. Enough of you people. You got lucky with Brady, and now you're going to go right back to the 1992 New England Patriots. Nobody cares.
Derek has Russell Wilson and Justin Fields.
Yes, he does.
And I would say this to sort of support Derek there. D minus last year, not this year, when it came to treatment of families from the same NFLPA poll. C minus treatment of families and D for the
facilities.
And yeah. So
he should have been aware of it last season is what you're saying.
He was, and he chose not to do anything. This whole, I just found out about it. Here's $50 million. The only reason they invested in the stupid video board was to get soccer games at Gillette Stadium. None of his behavior, none of his actual actions have had anything to do with improving the actual product on the field. I am so sickened by how much time I spent blaming Bill Belichick for something that was clearly over his head.
Preach.
And a guy like Robert Kraft, while incredibly philanthropic, nobody will dispute it, has been getting away with not investing in this team. You will never have another Tom Brady. You will never have another Bill Belichick. And you allowed those two to be together while you were paying the least for the on-field product, doing nothing to maximize the window.
Texter on the Subaru of New England text line moments ago said, I have never been more wrong than I was about blaming everything on Bill Belichick. Mm.
Somebody try to tell you that.
No, Wiggy, I've said it 10 times. You are right.
I think when you look at Robert, I think what Robert needs to do now is go, okay, I understand I try to, you know, Bill and Tom allowed us to not have to spend on players, not have to, you know, go out and get all these high-priced free agents because
not have to overpay guys because they don't want to play in the cold weather,
right?
Whatever,
you know, not have to, you know, overpay Wes Welker just to keep him around.
Yeah,
Bill and Tom allowed him to do that. Now he has to understand you don't have that. So what's happening now is we are listening to every word you say and every action that follows those words. So you have the dynasty, which I know, and I think Courtney brought this point up, and I agree with it 100%, he has to be kicking himself in the ass going, damn, I should have never agreed to do that.
Well, it backfired on him.
Oh, man, what?
But how do you not, if your intent is to take the guy that the fans are well aware, regardless of whether you hated his personality or not, you're well aware that he is considered by most to be the greatest ever coach in the NFL. If your intent is to try to take 10 episodes on Apple and discredit him, make him look like a boob,
right?
Like he ruined everything, how do you not know that the fans are going to see right through it?
Yeah, Robert, what he really should have did, he should have waited a year or two to release it, and then maybe if the Patriots start winning, then maybe that changes their mindset when they see the dynasty 3 years from now and go, oh, Robert was right the whole time.
Did I dream this up in my head, or when the dynasty was announced, and it was right around the Germany game, Robert Kraft was out talking about how excited fans should be about this dynasty coming out. And going back to Curtis's lead this morning, to believe him that he watched it in real time with the rest of the fans and is upset about how everything was portrayed and how players gave 6+ hours and only, you know, the negative was shown is laughable. Like, this guy, we all saw a cut early. To think that Robert Kraft didn't see this in the editing booth is laughable.
Well, yeah, you would think that, like,
100%.
You would think, like, you're the owner of the team. Even if, you know, and I'm making air quotes, even if you had nothing to do with what was in it or what was out on it, you would think you would at least say, okay, when you're finished with it, let me see it before you run it. Mm. Like, the fact that he's like, oh, as a fan, I'm disappointed that they didn't do more positive stuff on it, but it's about your team. Like, that doesn't, those two, that math ain't mathing. Like, how are you the owner of the team, but you're like, all right, you could do this?
He's in it saying the negative stuff about Bill.
I listen.
Every chance he gets.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not only negative stuff about Bill, but quoting off the record the ex-wife of the quarterback,
right,
and blaming her. Like, the funniest thing, and this is why hubris and things like what have just happened to Robert Kraft are so great, because no matter how rich you are, you never think you get enough credit. And this was a vanity play, and the reason he sped it up, Courtney, Greg, Wiggy, everybody, is because he needs to get to Canton before he's no longer here. And he thought this would be an avenue by which to expedite that process. And in trying to make himself look good, he has alienated the very people that loved him before it even came out.
Yeah.
Well, Hamacek said that it's laughable that people think that Robert Kraft is using this to get him into the Hall of Fame.
Well, he said a lot of things on this show.
We were in our bubble, Courtney.
You know how we always, bubble, yeah. You know how we always rank, like, the best owners in Boston? After the dynasty and what this has done, this is clearly put, and I'm just talking about their perception of how people view the owner, right?
You have him last.
This clearly puts the perception of how people view him last.
What a fall from grace.
Right. You know, where you would think, like, and I'm not talking about spending. I'm not talking about the team.
You have Wick first.
I'm just talking about the perception of how fans look at the owner. I would say Wick would be first.
The Jacob second,
I,
which is amazing to say.
I would only say that because we never see them and we never hear from them.
Yeah.
So
I have Ken third.
You know, you're almost like, well, you don't see from them, you don't hear from them. So the perception isn't that bad on them.
Yeah.
John Henry, I would say third, even though people don't like him. They go, okay, he spends.
But just one thing on Henry, Wiggy. When he had Manny, when he had Ortiz, when he had Mookie Betts, they spent like crazy to maximize those rosters.
No, I know that. I'm just talking about, like, how people, because people loved Kraft. They loved him, but now they view him as a villain on his treatment towards Belichick and towards the players who put 5-6 hours in the interview room.
Yeah, well, speaking of John Henry, Red Sox open the season tomorrow. You can hear that game right here on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network and on the Odyssey app. And we will talk tomorrow with Lou Maloney and with Sam Kennedy, the president of the Boston Red Sox. First front office report of the season tomorrow morning on this show at 9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.